Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Tuesday. What's up? It's 98.9 to Buzz. Spaziano and Sandy. I'm Scott Spaziano. There's Sandy Waters right there. Hello, sissy. What's up?
Hello.
Hey. Cold out. 28 degrees. Right in Rochester. 28 in Webster. 32 in Canandaigua. Yeah. It was weird. If that was the case, then there would be like scrapable frost, right? I just had some dew.
A
little bit of dew on the.
You know what's really weird? This is really like wild to me. Not only to remember that it's Friday is Halloween.
Oh God, yeah.
I still don't have my Halloween candy.
Yeah, me neither.
And our boss sent us an email yesterday saying, "Hey, can you get all your vacation requests in for the rest of the year?"
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, for the rest of? Oh my gosh, it's the end of the year.
I know. It's like we got like 60 days. You know, like
really
literally
that struck me yesterday. I was like, wait, to the end of the year, that's a little premature. No, it's not.
No,
holy
it's
cow.
it's November pretty much.
And by the way, can I just say it? And I want to say it later on in the show too. But this Saturday on Saturday is when I'm going to do the surprise people with gift cards to the Spot the Del Monte for the holidays. And I'm like, that doesn't even feel right.
Yeah, it's November 1st on Saturday. It's crazy.
So message me ideas of where I should go, maybe who I could surprise. I'm not going to respond to you because I don't want it to look rigged, you know?
Right. Just
so,
go
but I'm
going
to get ideas. Yeah.
$100 awesome.
Gift cards to the Spot the Del Monte. I have my bathrobe on and kind of walking around looking for people.
Okay.
Saturday.
Sounds like a deal. Yeah, it's go time after Saturday, after Friday. And you know what? I'm looking at the weather. Speaking of 28 now, it'll be 50 later. And another plenty of sunshine kind of day. But 80% chance of rain on Friday. It's going to rain for Thanksgiving or Halloween. So.
Well, when you say rain, what are we talking about at nighttime is when we need it to be nice.
Yeah. 80% chance of rain.
At night?
Mm-hmm. It'll be a trick-or-treater kind of... It'll be the mood, let's just put it that way. That'll be it. Well, today is the day that we finally wrap up the bathroom project. They just have to install the toilet and whatchamacallit, and
fresh
everything's
new
ready.
Bathroom.
Can I just tell you that... It must be a mob thing. The mafia must control all the tile.
Oh. Why do you say that?
Because you can never buy the right amount of tile you need when you tile something. And when you do, you always have to buy more, and then you have a lot left over, and then it's like, it's such a waste. I literally
You can return it.
You can't return an almost box.
You can't.
I don't know. Can you return? I don't know. You can return
because I'm doing trim work, and the guy at Home Depot is like, whatever you don't use, even if you cut it.
What?
It.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's because you buy it per foot. So our.
Yeah, I think it's
per foot. So okay. I don't know. Maybe maybe they'll take half. I don't know.
Well, we did have some bullnose tile, you know, to put along between the ceiling and the wall. Dude, it was like 12 pieces. $150!
Yeah. I know.
I'm going to buy
your fancy pants doing a renovation in this economy.
So, yeah. So, no. I mean, I literally, he opened up another box of tile and he only used two pieces. And now there's like 18 pieces left. I'm like, what am I going to do with this?
Just in case you need it, a tile falls off, you got extras.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so.
Well, that's first world problems.
Yeah, it is first world problems. Well, you know, it's expensive and, you know, that kind of thing. But it's got to be like, hey, let's make it so that you get like too much tile all the time and we'll make some extra money. It's like the freaking mob.
Anyway. Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
We're here on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Tuesday. Scott Spisano, Sandy Waters, your 6 o'clock hour, 6:05. And a 28-degree start, going to be 50 today again. Sunshine still, but as we get later on in the week, we're going to get some rain, which is still needed, I guess, in the area. So there's that. I've been holding off to get the new iPhone. I want it so bad, and
listen,
I do. I know.
Oh, God. Do you hear yourself this morning? I got a bathroom renovation. I'm holding up to get the new iPhone. You sound like a brat today.
Just trying to get into this stupid break you want to do.
No, that's all you have to say is there's a new update. It's not about the new iPhone.
Nah.
There's an update. There's a feature to the new update. And here's the question. Just because it's a feature, does it mean you have to turn it on? That's the question I'm putting out there.
Is this a software thing or is this it has to be on the new phones? Or
No, it doesn't have to be on the new phone.
Oh.
It's a software thing. Everyone can get it. So I guess there is, and I guess there's probably some people that this feature isn't offered, depending on what your phone is. But for the most part, with the new software up there, you can do an iPhone screening. Remember back in the day where when we had like home phones, you can set it up. I think you would have to pay like 99 cents a month or something to add the feature where somebody calls in and you don't know the number. That person who's trying to call would be like, has to go through a series of questions like, leave us your name and why you're calling. And then the other person who owns the phone will get that. Oh, okay, this is not a scammer. I can pick up the phone. That is now, what was it called back in the day?
I don't know. But you, the ghetto way was you just had an answering machine. You listened to the answering machine first to see who was on it.
Yes,
you pick up.
right. So now they have that with the new update where it's iPhone screen calling.
Okay.
So the same exact way it runs. And we actually tried to reach out to somebody on Friday to join us for a kickoff the weekend.
Yeah.
And the message is like, what did it say to you, Scotty?
Oh, God. I was thinking, I was actually looking to see if I recorded, but it's like, you have reached so-and-so's phone. Please state your name. Like what?
It
was just like his own personal assistant call screener. Yeah. I'm like, Scott and Sandy? It's like, that does not register. Please state again. I'm like, what? State your purpose. I'm like, what? What's your social security number? What?
What's your social security number? How well do you know this person? What is their favorite color?
How much do you weigh? What?
No, you have to ask a series of questions about that person. How close are you?
Yeah, really.
So what town do they live in? When's their birthday? What's their middle name? What eye color?
Anybody using this? It's annoying.
I don't know if it's annoying. Because how many people really call you? During the day, how many phone calls do you get that are not spam?
One or two.
Every single day, one or two?
Yeah. I have friends. I've talked to friends.
Don't your friends text? Oh, you're in a different demographic.
Yeah, but
friends will just text.
Yeah, but like No, like my father-in-law, who's 80, we just texted about birthday yesterday. But buddy of mine, we talk about hobby stuff.
On the phone?
Mm-hmm.
Who's got time for that? Dude, the text thing. Okay, let me see. Oh, my God. If I turn this feature on, my mother's head is going to explode next time she calls me. She's not going to understand what's happening.
Have you been kidnapped?
What happened? Why do I have to leave my name? And what your eye color is?
Is this the iOS 18.7.1? Is that the new one? Is that the one?
Oh, God. I don't know, Scott. It's just the... How to turn on my iPhone screen calling. Yeah, so I don't know if anybody has this, if you think it's annoying or not. I think it's a great... I think it's great. I just forgot how to turn it on. Okay, here we go. Open settings, scroll down to tap phone, incoming calls.
Screen unknown calls, yeah. Look at that.
And then you can do it. That's perfect. See, I don't have the do not disturb. You have the do not disturb on your phone. I don't have
that.
I do,
yeah, yeah.
I just don't answer it. How about that? I just let it ring. And I don't barge because that shows that you're around and you barge them.
I barge.
Yeah.
Any number I don't know, I barge.
Yeah, I don't barge. I just let it go.
Large barge.
I give them hope that I'm going to answer.
Yeah.
But I
You're
don't.
Just stringing them along.
Yeah, one big tease.
I'd much rather be barged than and have some hope when I'm waiting for it to ring five times and somebody picks up.
No. You know what? Barge ticks me off. Barge is like, oh my God, my name just flashed on your phone and you intentionally said, you made the decision, I do not want to talk to her.
Oh, wait. You barge or let ring people you know?
Sometimes.
Oh my God.
But I don't have them in the middle of something. I can't answer the phone.
What's more important than human contact? Come on.
If that's not human contact. That's just a conversation. Human contact, I see it as like one-on-one, face-to-face. I can touch you. That's human contact in my eyes.
Yeah, whenever I text you, I'm like, well, maybe she'll see it. Maybe she won't. Maybe if she sees it, she'll wait till 4 or 5 o'clock and then return it.
Yeah, sometimes I'm in the middle of something. Listen.
I'm always in the middle of something.
If you stop down every time you get somebody or something happening on your phone, you're never going to get anything accomplished. I have to be like, I have to be focused and be like, okay, I'm not going to move on to, I almost think ADD is contagious. I know I just ticked off a lot of people, but I have wicked ADD too, where I want to do a million things. It's the society. It's the way we live now with our stupid phones, but I have to dial it in and be like, nope, don't touch the phone until you finish this project. And then you can move on to the next thing.
ADD is a skill. It's like a magical power. It's not a dysfunction. In many ways, it is. I can keep more plates spinning than more people. And that's my superpower.
You think you can?
Oh no! The important stuff never gets done, but all the other stuff does.
You think you can? Anyhow, this is not an ADD conversation. This is a screen your phone calls, people.
Yeah.
Don't know if you knew that was a thing, but now you can screen your phone calls.
Good luck.
Just go to settings. Phone, incoming calls, there you go. Screen away or just do the barge like Scott.
8-9-5. Suzanne and Sandy, big up to my Jamaican brethren. Best of luck in thoughts, hopes, and safety for any relatives you have in Jamaica right now. It is just a behemoth of a storm making world headlines right now. That Hurricane Melissa. Hitting at 175 mile an hour winds and 40 inches of rain. Bigger than the island itself. And that's a pretty big island. So there you go. It's coming up on 6:21 now in the buzz.
All right. This is terrifying news for women to find out what their men is afraid of. So adults are afraid of this one thing. 3 in 10 adults. More men than women.
More men than women.
More men than women. What do you think it is?
Um, Not spiders, right?
Nope, not spiders.
Not spiders?
Nope.
Snakes?
Nope.
Responsibility?
You won't. I could sit here for the entire show, and you probably won't guess what this is because it is so ridiculous to find out that adults are actually afraid of this, and men, especially.
What is it?
That's it. Why do we have you around anymore?
Oh, great.
Adults are. I'm just kidding. Adults are afraid of the dark.
Come on, more men than women.
Yes.
Ah!
Are you supposed to, like, what? When there's a thump in the night, it's your job to go out and check it out.
That's right. It's our job.
Now you're afraid of the dark. Now you're not going to want to. Or do you still go out there to try to be the hero?
Yeah, you still go out. Yeah, that overwhelming Neanderthal thing takes over, and then we have to, but...
Adults are afraid of the dark. 3 in 10 American adults, and they cope with it by... sleeping with a stuffed animal.
Oh.
Or sleeping with a nightlight. Stop it right now.
3 in 10.
Not to poke fun at somebody's fears, because I got a lot of them.
Yeah, right.
But if my husband said, babe, can we get a nightlight and a stuffy? I would be like, I'm done here.
Can I make a confession?
I'm done. What? Oh, boy.
I don't like nightlights, but... when Ellie, my 6-year-old, is in bed, like a lot of times she'll start off there and then we'll move her to her bed, right? But sometimes she leaves a stuffed animal in the bed with us, and I'll roll over and I'll feel it, and I'll just kind of bring it close and kind of hug it and sleep with it and put it under my arm.
Ew, you sweat on her poor stuffed animal?
No.
Don't get your night sweats on that thing.
These things are probably more filthy than anything in the house, but no.
Poor Ellie.
No, is that weird?
In the middle of the night, you can hear, help, help. That's Ellie Stuffy trying to get out of Scott's firm grip.
I'll find it up near my neck or something. I'll just kind of snuggle into it.
Yeah, how do you snuggle into it? On your head or in your chest?
Know, wherever it lands.
Between your legs? Where is it?
Oh,
where are we talking? I got to have a visual here.
Wherever it
you
lands.
You naked with your CPAP and a stuffy. What's the stuffy?
Leave that visual right there.
But what is it? I got to know what stuffed animal it is.
Oh, God. She's got millions of them. I don't
know. Oh, okay. It's a different one every time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she has to have a favorite. Okay. She's got a whole basement full.
Okay, that's great. That's a good visual.
Yeah. I think last night it was like a really thin, long, like humanoid, it was a rabbit, but it was long. It had arms and legs.
Oh, that's totally going between the legs.
Where are you going today? What's up with that?
I don't know. I'm just like, just whatever. I'm just sharing the visual that everybody listening has.
Sometimes I'll roll over and there it is. But she was in bed with us all night last night, and she was snuggling on me all night long. I loved it.
Aw, so what are you irrationally afraid of?
Nothing,
as a man,
really?
Anything? Is there anything that you're afraid of? And if you're bold enough to call 818-2899, or you can hide and leave us a voice message on the Odyssey app.
Yeah, right.
But is there anything that you're afraid of that your spouse... You would never tell your spouse or really disclose how afraid you are of it because it's kind of embarrassing. You got nothing, zero, nothing afraid. Like
I'm not afraid. What?
You hear a bump in the dark and you're completely fine.
Well,
breaking into your house, you're fine.
Well, I'm not irrationally afraid of it. I don't want it all to happen. If I hear a thud, then
okay,
that sucks.
Well, then because you're so perfect and you have no fears.
Jesus Christ.
You harshly judge. I'm trying to get the human side of you.
You're so non-human when you talk to me. Stop it.
I have no fears. Everybody has a fear.
Not everybody has irrational fears.
Heights. Clowns.
No.
I don't know. Somebody help me. Give me another example of what's a...
I don't know. You know,
swimming underwater.
Yeah, suffocation.
Okay.
Claustrophobia, so, all that kind of stuff.
Are you, okay, then do you harshly judge people who are afraid of something? What is that one thing that people are afraid of that you harshly judge? And you know it's not fair, but you do.
My wife's fear of aliens.
Okay, yeah, you do. You are a snob with that. You do.
She's, I got a great
you
story.
You don't understand people's fears.
No.
You don't, like, I'm afraid of spiders, and you don't understand it.
I recognize it, but I'm the type of guy that would prank you with a spider, you know?
Yeah, like, you don't. Right. You don't have any
empathy.
Compassion.
No, none whatsoever. And no. The thing is that, like, yeah, I'll understand and respect your fears, except unless it's an alien. It's ridiculous.
I don't know if you do. I don't. You say you understand and respect, but then you keep pushing it on the people who are afraid of whatever that is.
If you're an adult, then suck it up, Buttercup. But if you're a kid, I would never terrorize. I can't afraid of snakes and there's a snake, you know.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. No men called because they don't want to admit it on the air, but 3 in 10 of you are afraid of the dark. So hold on to your stuffy. Yeah, tuck it back into bed as you leave.
If any of you guys need a stuffy, I have like 77,000 billion of them down in the basement.
I think I have a couple night lights you could borrow too. All right, coming up on the show, Penfield. Oh, boy, Penfield. Jeez, you guys are always in the news lately. Somebody, a student brought something into school, and it's like, were they just not thinking? Mm. Did they not know you're not allowed to bring that into school? We'll talk about it coming up.
All right.
Rochester's longest-running morning show, Spezzano and Sandy. Weekday morning starting at 6. Only on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, how you doing? It's 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano Sandy here, and we're coming up in our 7 o'clock hour.
Penfield School District in the news again. Mm-hmm. Now, before I tell you the details about this, think to yourself the dumbest thing you did as a kid. Like, reflecting back, you're like, what the hell? What was I thinking? It's so stupid. Mm-hmm. And, you know, some people would say kids are, you know, your brain isn't fully developed, so you do stupid things, dumb things.
Yeah.
It's like a what were you thinking moment. Okay. Penfield High School student found in possession of what appeared to be an airsoft gun at the school.
Jesus.
The school calls the sheriff's department. They come in. They're like, yeah, that's an airsoft gun. All right.
Yep.
The student cooperated with the investigation, made no threats towards student or staff. The student was charged with unlawful possession of a weapon, persons under age 16. So because he's under 16, then that's it. The details stop. You don't have anything else.
Right, right. Minor.
But it's like, was he not? Did he not know? Did he forget he put it in his bag? Like, what are we doing here?
I remember when my boys were that age and airsoft guns were all the rage. We went way down that hobby rabbit hole. We even got airsoft grenades that you load the BBs in. Mm. They're plastic. And then you click it and then you shoot it and then it explodes. It's like crazy. I could see because at 16, you're an idiot. Your hormones are like all over the place. You don't think correctly at that age.
Even though, I mean, that's kind of like when you were describing what you and your boys did, it mm-hmm. sounds weird to hear it now, but it's the way, like there were some comments on this news story that said, hey, listen, I used to keep a gun in my locker for target practice after school or mm-hmm. something.
Yeah, that right. Yeah,
we're referring to. And I'm like, the world has changed.
Absolutely.
You can't do that now, which once was completely fine, is now like, wow, that is.
Yeah.
But are we overreacting? Should it be completely fine? Like, should this go on this kid's permanent record? Because it says he was charged with unlawful possession. I don't know what that means. Well, I don't know.
Your permanent record is with the police department, right? Your record is with the police department. It doesn't
Monroe
go anywhere.
County Sheriff.
Yeah, right.
Showed so up.
It's on. It's it. You're gonna have. Yeah. You're gonna have a weapons charge. Even though
forever,
it's
forever, like the next job he gets, his first job at 16 is like, hey, do you have any criminal record? Well,
kind of.
There was this one time in October.
It's just an airsoft gun. It's plastic DBs. So I want to know, does it drop like a credit score? Does it drop off after 7 years?
I have no idea. I don't know the details. I mean, I really don't. If somebody's listening right now and you know more of the details, but they said that now Monroe County Sheriff's will be on the school premise a little bit more, kind of keeping an eye on things.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, you know, it doesn't make me, you know, scared or anything. This happens. It's been happening every year forever. You know, kids call in social media threat or there's BB gun,
well,
airsoft gun.
You just said social media threat.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Same time we're hearing this news story, then Rush Henrietta kid. Now he's 18, so mm-hmm. he is charged as an adult,
right.
Made threats on social media.
Right.
I have no idea what his threats were. They didn't disclose that in the news story.
Yeah, right.
I don't know. But what is more terrifying to you? Is it a kid being like, duh, and brings in an airsoft gun, or a kid being, duh, and saying something stupid on social?
I don't know if terrifying is a word for it, but it's, I'm not affected by it. It has to be taken care of. It has to be dealt with. It should be taken seriously. But I'm not surprised. Because you see it happening every year. We've been talking about this for years, you know?
So it's another day, another threat.
Yeah. Problem is, one of these days, that threat might escape and go a little too far, and then we've got a huge problem on our hands.
And that is why, and thank you, Tandy, just reached out to us and said, I don't think it comes up when you apply for jobs unless it's a felony charge. Mm-hmm. So the 16-year-old, it might not follow him throughout his career and life.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some people who would say the minute you hear this, even if it's just an airsoft gun, mm-hmm. it's a different world we live in. And then their mind races. Parents' minds race and get nervous and paranoid. And what if?
What if? Wait, what? Finish the sentence.
What if? Dot, dot, dot. Terrible things happen. That could, like what you were alluding to. Sometimes it goes where it shouldn't. Somebody gets hurt.
Oh, to a real gun you're talking about.
Just what were you saying when you said it's sometimes.
I think of the two, a social media threat is probably worse because that could be planning and real bad things. So
I think sometimes people say stupid things on social media just to, I don't know why they do.
Yeah. Just to get attention or to maybe overreact to something, bully something, you know. I mean, this is all the stuff we dealt with as kids in high school and with different tools and different, ways of getting back. Like it used to be like, meet me in back by the tennis courts. So we're going to have a fight.
Yeah. Oh, God.
You know,
remember
then.
Those days?
Yeah.
Even
yeah.
me. I have a story. We all have a story. Do you? Mm-hmm. Okay. So are you not no big deal about this because it was in Ellie's school? What if it's Ellie's school?
No, if it's Ellie's school, I'd still feel the same way. I know it's such a great school and it's very fortified. And maybe it's just because I don't think first graders and stuff like that. I don't know. It's hard to wrap my head around me being extremely worried about something like that because I've seen it when I was in school. I saw it when my kids were in school. I see it, you know.
Well, those, right I'll tell you this, those parents are a little bit embarrassed.
Oh, man.
Good thing the 16-year-old's name was not released.
Yeah, like, I'm going to name you Amos and you're going to be Amish for the next 2 years. Hi, The Buzz. You'd be so in trouble. Hey. Hi, The Buzz.
Good morning.
Yeah, go ahead.
Regarding this kid's record, mm-hmm. it will be sealed at age 18.
Oh, I see. Okay, gotcha. Are you in law enforcement, or you were just arrested when you were a kid?
It's Alex.
Oh, Alex.
It's me.
Oh, hi, Alex. Yeah. Well, I still want to know.
No, this is a... a friend of mine in high school did some dumb stuff, and then it followed him until he was 18, and then it suddenly was no longer his problem.
I see. Okay.
Okay,
see.
So when you, now you just said my friend did some dumb stuff, because we all have those stories of stupid things we did when we were a kid. We weren't thinking straight. So when you hear of these threats made or someone brings in an airsoft gun, where's your alarm level? Do you, as a parent, are like, eh, okay. Or do you get really paranoid?
When it comes to the airsoft device, it's eh.
Okay.
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah.
Social media threat as a parent?
Social media threat is more, is the same as making a threat in person these days.
Yeah,
the same relevant, and it should be treated the exact same.
Yeah, I agree.
If you say that kind of stuff in person, it's a threat.
Yep.
If you say it online, it needs to be treated the same way.
Yeah, huzzah. Okay. I agree with you. Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Alex, we appreciate you.
Bye, Alex.
And all your knowledge. He knows about every, like, he should go on Jeopardy or something. Or, I don't know. Some game. He knows all the facts about everything out there.
Spazzano and Sandy, waking you up.
Right here on 98.9 The Buzz. Welcome to Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Do we all agree that baseball players are the nicest? And Ernie Clement is proof, because what he took time to do before last night's game, it's just like, come on.
Yeah. You know, of course, he's a star of the, what, star of the Blue Jays. He's a local guy from our beautiful town of Brighton.
Now, last night's game probably wasn't the, you know, I mean, it was just, it was a game.
Was it a game? It was a huge game.
It was a game, but they didn't win.
No,
so
the Blue Jays didn't win. No.
The Dodgers lead the series 2-1 over the Blue Jays, but game four will be played tonight in Los Angeles.
That's right. And last night's game was literally the second longest in history. It ended at 250.
It was the second longest in history, that game?
Yeah. It went
I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah. It went 18 innings.
Oh, jeez.
It ended at 2:50 our time, a.m. Like, just a couple hours ago.
Baseball players are patient. They're patient people.
Baseball fans are patient people.
Yes, that's true, too. Or they take a nap.
Take a listen to this. This is pretty spectacular. This is one of those wow moments. Take a listen to this.
11:50 in Los Angeles. Freeman sends a fly ball to center field. Varsho's going back before the catch.
Wow.
And a Game 3 classic.
Wow. That is a roar. That is one of the loudest crowds I've ever heard. That was a roar. Wow.
Okay. Yeeks. Now, normally we would not be talking a lot about the World Series, but Ernie Clement is a Brighton grad.
Yeah.
He's a hometown boy. And this is what I love about him. He doesn't forget his roots. So I guess at Brighton, they have like spirit days, and they, every Friday is like, wear your, you know, wear blue, support Ernie Clement, support our, you know, our grad, and they're all wearing blues. And then the coach, Ernie's former coach, Jason, sent him a video and pictures of all the kids dressing up, and yay, Ernie.
Aww.
And then what does he do right before that game last night? He took time to send a video.
Hi, everybody. Ernie Clement here with the Toronto Blue Jays, former Council Rock, French Road, 12 Corners, and Brighton High School alum. Just wanted to pass you guys along a message before the big World Series game tonight. You're all the best. I love everybody back home, and the support just means the world to me. So thank you so much, and go Bruins.
Nice!
Isn't that the cutest thing ever? I love this kid.
Why not, right? Come on. You gotta keep your roots.
I hear that a lot, too, with specific coaches specifically. You have this, like, he still interacts with his former coach, Jason, what's his name, Wasserman, who's over at Brighton. Mm-hmm. And they still communicate back and forth. For him to just be like, hey, buddy, good luck tonight. And, oh, look at the students are all dressed up in Blue Jays gear. It's like, oh, my gosh. And he responds back with a video.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
If I was a coach in high school or whatever, and, you know, you're running the treadmill of kids every year, and all of a sudden one of them ends up being in the major leagues, I'd keep in touch with them, too.
Oh, my God. That must be so surreal. Yeah. You teachers are like the most famous people ever. It must be so wild to see your students grow up and what they become.
Yeah, yeah. I'll be honest. My biggest hero is a teacher. I got a couple teachers that were my biggest heroes.
Yeah, well, you don't have any coaches because we missed out on that coach bond.
Yeah, yeah. No. Yeah, you're right. The guy who's doing my bathroom, Noah, he went to high school with Anthony and Scotty, so he's a Webster Schrader guy, and he was a football guy. And we were talking yesterday about bonds and teams and coaches, just like today. Yeah. He said it's something different. It's a forever thing.
Does anyone know Ernie? Anyone? Well, I guess teachers are teaching now, but. Yeah.
Well, how old is he? Like 30, 29?
29.
Yeah.
Oh, cool. I looked him up now. Now I know everything about Ernie. Can't find out if he's dating someone, so if anyone knows that.
That's all you care about. Not his record.
Wait, I see this video and I'm thinking, oh, what a sweet kid to take the time. I mean, he's got other things going on, but he takes the time to send this video back to his former coach, back to the school. All of us here in Rochester. And I'm like, oh, God, how old is he? Is he good for my daughter? I'm always looking for a kid for my daughter.
You know,
but I would say baseball guys, baseball and hockey, I think those are the two nicest.
Why isn't football in there?
I don't know. I just, it's not a why. It's what would you think? I don't know. I just run into baseball players, and they're always so nice. Hockey players... so nice. I don't know what it is about those two sports.
Yeah.
I think they're the nicest.
But I believe that, you know, when you're a fan, like football fans can be like, there's a wide many categories in football fans. Unless you've played baseball.
I'm not talking about fans. I'm talking about the players.
Yeah,
you run into a baseball player, and always nice. Whenever we used to have the Red Wings players in the studio with us, they were always the nicest, most humble guys.
What about the soccer
hockey
guys? What about the soccer guys when we used to have them in? Those guys are awesome, too.
Soccer? Okay. No, I think soccer players have a little bit of they're a little bit too dramatic for me. Because, you know, when you go pro, you're falling and you don't really fall. You're just like fake falling all the time, a fake injury. They're a little too dramatic.
Hey, wait, have you seen Ted Lasso? Did you watch that show?
I did not.
Okay, then. All right. I see soccer players having more of an ego than other players, other teams.
Oh, you think? Okay, rank the sports.
Yeah.
Who has the biggest ego?
Soccer players.
Oh, you say soccer? I say football.
Oh, wow, really?
Okay, nicest. Rank the sports. Nicest. I say baseball.
No, I don't think baseball.
Definitely not golf. That's ego. That's ego all over the place.
You know, it's funny because it's an individual game. Golf is a one
it's
man
about
game,
me.
Right? Yes, it has to be all about you. Yeah, unless you're in the Ryder Cup, then it's a team. Then they're all
okay.
Competing.
So say what sport?
I
nicest.
Don't know. I still think football guys are the nicest.
You do not.
Yeah,
what?
Man.
You hear, how many news stories do we hear like so-and-so accused of domestic whatever?
Oh,
you don't
okay.
hear that as much with baseball.
I wouldn't put basketball guys up there as the nicest.
I forgot about basketball.
I would put football, then baseball. I don't know about hockey. I don't know. I'm sorry. Hockey dudes that I hung out with were more party animals.
They are party animals. Yeah, yes, that is a true statement, but they're nice party animals.
I love this.
Football players are showy. Golf players are ego. Soccer players are drama. Baseball players are nice.
All right, there gotcha. You go. Good luck, Ernie, and the Blue Jays. Tonight, game four of the World Series. Last night, an epic ending.
Yeah, so game four, and then if necessary, game five will also be in L.A. Then the series will come back to Toronto for game six and seven, if necessary.
It will be necessary. Toronto hasn't been in it forever. I mean, the Dodgers won last year, so come on. We need the underdogs. Let's go.
Okay, Jerker Justified is coming up. Now, this comes from a message that we got on Facebook, and she said, I'd like to remain anonymous in all caps, !! So fine, so be it.
Okay.
We don't want to offend her friend. But something happened when they were driving to wherever they were going, and she is refusing to help pay for what happened. All right. Her friend got a ticket, and now she doesn't want to pay, and she's asking permission from the court if she has to.
It's Fasano and Sandy here on The Buzz.
Why don't come in the studio and hang out with us?
You want to come and do some shots starting at 8 o'clock on Thursdays?
Actually, yeah, we really do shots. Yeah. The official Buzz shot.
Yeah.
So if you want to be on the guest list, just go to 989thebuzz.com.
Yeah, every Thursday we celebrate you, the Buzz fam. Just appreciate you. Come on in and hang with us.
Sign up now at 989thebuzz.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
One action, two opinions. You decide. Fasano and Sandy's Jerk or Justified.
On 98.9 The Buzz. This is a good one.
Hi, I'd like to remain anonymous. All caps, exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Okay, mm-hmm. Very good. This message coming to us from Facebook. For this, I have a good Jerk or Justified. Okay, a friend offers... I like how she talks in third person, too. A friend offers a free ride somewhere, but while you're at the event together, that friend receives a parking ticket and asks you to chip in to pay for it. You offered to pay for gas when they first offered to drive, but they said, don't worry about it. Short drive. Jerker justified not to help to pay for the ticket. I say justified, but I would love to hear what other listeners say. Also, little detail to add, the passenger of the car, I think that's her, the passenger of the car who accepted the free ride did see the meter parking sign and pointed it out to the driver. And the driver said, nah, it'll be fine. Don't worry about it. I won't get a ticket.
Oh, goodness gracious me. So to ask her to pay?
Well, it's the to say ticket? Not. No, it's not to ask to pay. Not to pay.
Not
she
to
doesn't
pay.
Want to pay.
Right. Okay.
Jerk or justified not to help pay for that ticket.
Oh, I love this. Okay. 818-2899. Like I said a minute ago, if you play in your head, you play along with us every day, it'd be great. If you haven't called, call us up. 818-2899. Give us a call. Ty the Buzz, is it Jerk or Justified?
Hi.
Hi, go ahead.
Okay. So I'm really conflicted about this. I wanted to say justified, but your friend offered to drive. You accepted.
Right.
So therefore, I really think that you should at least offer. And if they say no, that they don't want it, then that's fine. But at least offer. And everybody, okay. If it's just you.
So she said, yeah, it was. I think it was just the two of them. And she did say originally when she said, hey, her friend's like, listen, I'll drive. She's like, well, do you want me to pay for gas? And her friend was like, no, that's fine. And then when they parked, she goes, but do you see that it says no parking here? There's a parking meter. And her friend's like, it's fine. It's fine. I won't get a ticket. Does that change anything for you?
I mean, it's hard because sometimes parking signs are really annoying. And sometimes they're like cut and dry. Like, yeah. you can't park here like ever, ever.
Right.
And then there's other signs. It's like, okay, you can park here like.
Yeah, roll
randomly.
The dice.
Like,
yeah, you're rolling the dice on it.
Ends in Y, and it's the 20th month in the year 2025, you know, and whatever. So
what are you thinking? You're the judge here.
So she said she doesn't want to pay this. She doesn't want to help pay for the ticket as the passenger.
Okay, what do you say?
I mean, at least offer something. Like, you don't have to offer the full amount. You know, at least offer, say, can I at least pay something towards it? I know that you didn't.
Okay, so you're saying she's a jerk. She would be a jerk if she didn't help. Because the friend, she said, let's say, jerk or justified to help pay for the ticket. I think the friend wanted her to. Oh, yeah. Friend receives a parking ticket and asks you to chip in to pay for it. So the friend has already said, can you help me pay for this ticket?
Yeah, the driver. And she's like, no.
Oh.
Is that jerk or justified? She says no.
It's a tough one.
Are you having the case of the waffles this morning? Would you like an Eggo?
I am.
Put your come on. Commit to one.
Okay. No. No. Don't. So I'm totally changing my mind.
Okay.
Okay. So she's justified.
So she's justified to say no. I'm not helping pay the ticket.
Yes. No.
Very good.
Okay.
Okay.
Sorry, you guys totally convinced me. You're really good.
Wait, I don't even know where I'm putting my tally. We convinced you of what?
Listen, let me say, I think she's justified for not paying the ticket on the count that she offered gas and driver said no. She said, hey, you're in a parking space you're not paying for. Don't worry, I won't get a ticket. Then she got a ticket, and now she's asking me to help pay for it. No, I say it's justified to say no.
Yeah.
All right, there you go.
So that's very big points that I think are the ones that kind of put me over to the justified.
Okay.
All right. Let's see how this plays out with the actual official verdict will be.
Thank you
for calling in.
Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Let's go with this one. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
That was funny.
I know. Hi, The Buzz. What do you call this? Jerk or justified for saying, no, I'm not helping paying for the ticket.
Oh, my goodness. Absolutely justified.
Yeah.
What happens if she got a speeding ticket or, God forbid, she was in a... You gonna expect her to help cover her deductible on her insurance and everything?
Oh, actually, I know, right?
Oh, that's a good point.
You choose to drive. You choose responsibility for your driving actions.
Exactly.
I think
it's the driver's responsibility.
Yeah, man.
It is pretty bold of that friend to ask.
Yeah, it's kind of tacky.
I agree.
Right? That was kind of bold. So when a friend calls you out like that and asks blatantly, I don't know if I would have the nerve to say no.
Oh, I would. No problems there.
Love it. Thank you.
A very simple no.
Yeah, a very simple no. No.
I have to tell you, what? I won tickets a few weeks ago to go down to the Comedy Center in Jamestown, and I have to say thank you because that place was amazing.
Oh, that's cool.
So cool.
Excellent. Glad you had fun.
Oh, they would love to hear the fact that you had fun. Great.
Yeah. I have yet to go. I can't wait. Thank you. Yeah.
Have a good day.
Bye.
You too. Oh, that's awesome.
Hi. Oh, Bill's Mafia Ken's on the line. What's up, buddy?
Good morning.
What do you call it?
It is totally justified. it's extra justified, honestly. She'd be justified just for saying no, but if she told the friend, you probably shouldn't park here because there's no parking zone, she's double justified.
I know.
I warned you.
How do you do that? Like, are you going to jeopardize a friendship just for what? What's the...
That's
how much is it going to be?
Jeopardizing a friendship.
$25. I don't know. I don't know if I have the nerve to say, hey, no.
At most,
I'm not giving you money.
Our parking tickets around here and the meter runs out, it's like $40. So she wants to. Yeah.
But it's an absolutely no.
No. Okay. I love this.
Has it ever happened to you where you said no to a, because I'm sure you carpool a lot, to a Bills game?
No, I mean, we pay when we park, so not really.
Right, yeah. Well, how much is parking now?
I pay to get in a lot.
How much is
60
it?
$60.
Yeah, I hear you. Thanks, Kenny.
All right.
We'll see you Friday, right?
Bills trip.
Okay, go Bills. Thank you.
Is this a slam dunk case?
I thought, especially with the details that you gave. Absolutely.
Well, listen, it took a lot. It took people a long time to come up with their verdict, but my friend who reached out to us, Miss Anonymous, who reached out to us.
The verdict is.
You're totally.
Justified.
Justified.
Wow.
Justified.
Jerk or justified. 98.9 The Buzz.
I do have to say, jerk or justified on Spezzano and Sandy not only is deciding the moral compass in Rochester, but it gives you the validation you seek.
Yes, it does. Hey, you know, we're getting ready for the Ultimate 80s Party coming up November 15th over to Eaglevale for Rochester Hearing and Speech. And that thing's going to be awesome. The whatchamacallit, it's going to be there. The Back to the Future car, the DeLorean, the actual working DeLorean.
Yes,
is going to be there. Yes. It's going to be awesome.
Yeah, you don't need an AI tool to create an image of you in the DeLorean. It's legitimately, you can have a selfie with the DeLorean.
Yeah.
So our friends, I said that because our boss created an image. What is that AI generator thing, Sora?
Yeah, Sora 2. Yeah, yeah, it's big right now.
He created an image of him getting out of that car.
Yeah.
And I'm like, dude, just go to the Ultimate 80s Party. It's right there.
Exactly.
You don't got to pay for Sora.
I know. Come on now. Well, he's getting ready for it, so that's good.
We love our friends at the Rochester Hearing and Speech Center. So here's the deal, because you can come and like dressed up in the 80s.
Yeah.
So if you were to show up as your 80s crush, who would you show up as?
Ooh, I had so many of them. But my crush would be the opposite sex.
That's fine. Well, yeah, it's your 80s crush. It's fine.
I'd show up as one of the members of Bananarama.
Oh, wait. I'm trying to picture what Bananarama would wear. Wait, Bananarama. Which one?
The blonde.
Do you know
her name? I forgot
her name.
No.
Oh, my God. What kind of crush is that when you don't even remember her name?
I had a crush on the music video. Yeah, music videos.
Ah,
yeah,
Bananarama. Okay, so.
Yeah. How about you?
Oh, the all blonde.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, there was two kind of blondes.
The one in the middle, I think?
The one in the middle. I remember it's the one in the middle.
It was because our lives in the 80s were music videos, right? There was visual more than audio.
So you would need bright red lipstick. Wait, let me see. Let me look at her. Oh, yeah. Wait a minute. I think you could pull this off.
Okay.
You just got to tease your hair a little bit. You got to wear a crop top.
Mm-hmm.
And you got to have a lot of Aquanet. I think we can pull this off.
Okay.
I think we can make this happen.
I'll have to find a West Side stylist.
Okay, I got you.
I am yours? Your
West Side stylist.
How about yours?
Come on, you know.
Bon Jovi. Yeah.
Which
so you'd have
I
to,
could...
You'd have to have like a gray mullet. Really?
No, Bon Jovi
really?
At his peak. So here's the thing. John Bon Jovi and the band, they're back together. They're going on tour next year.
Yes, and they got a new album out.
And I almost don't want to see him because I want to leave the memory of Bon Jovi in my mind.
The original Bon Jovi.
Yeah.
The 20-something Bon Jovi.
The tight jeans, which I could rock. The T-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
What else would he wear? The teased hair. Oh, my God. I got this.
You
dress up as Bananarama chick. I'm dressing up as Bon Jovi. And it almost looks like the same person.
I was going to say, we'd be like, hey, welcome to the Ultimate 80s Party. We're both Bon Jovi and we're both Bananarama. Go to rhsc.org, rhsc.org. It's November 15th at Eaglevale Golf Club, brought to you by Vero Financial, our good friend Michael Mendoza. Dr. Michael Mendoza is going to be DJing. The DeLorean's brought to you by the Wester Auto Group. It's going to be awesome. So you'll hear more about it on the next day.
98.9 The Buzz.
How you doing Tuesday morning? What's up? It's 98.9 The Buzz. I'm Zan Sandy. It's sunshiny skies today, but a crisp 28 degrees still. And we get a little frosty overnight tonight. Tomorrow, about the same kind of weather.
That was the perfect song to play working into this conversation. That was the perfect segue because we ain't going to take it. We are going to tear down all your Halloween decorations if they keep going off in the middle of the night.
This is hilarious. The other day, Saturday morning, I think I set up the alien, you know, the giant 6-foot alien, the animatronic one.
That freaks out your wife because she has a phobia of aliens and you don't give a damn and you kept it up. Yeah.
And my wife ordered Instacart. And I was in the front hallway. I'm like, who's somebody? And I saw somebody run away from my house. And I'm like, what? And I look on the porch and there's, but then I look outside and he triggered the animatronic alien and scared the crap out of him. That's awesome. Dude ran. He's like, ah. Then he realized, and he's like, oh, then he just kind of like composed himself and kept walking. But it startled him.
A ring cam of that? That must be so fun. Here's the question. With your Halloween decorations,
yes.
Do you have to keep them turned off until Halloween night?
No.
Because you're right. You said you get a lot of deliveries. Not everybody is cool with Halloween. Some people have a true legitimate phobia like your wife does with those animatronic kind of things.
No.
That's almost cruel.
Oh, no, it's not cruel. It's hilarious. You know, it's funny because, like, you work so hard in getting these decorations up. Why just turn them on that night?
Well,
that's
okay,
stupid. It's like 3 hours of worthless.
The ones that make noise, I'm saying.
Nah, you got to keep them on.
No, you can't.
See, because like kids in the neighborhood see it from the street. They don't come up. We don't have visitors like pre-Halloween. Let's try out all this stuff. So when they walk up to the thing and they've seen it for a week. And now when they come up to the porch, it'll be like, take me to your leader.
Okay, you just proved my point. Thank you very much. If you have Halloween decorations, you need to be turning them off until Halloween night and only turn them on Halloween night.
Because you're a kookachoo, mucha kookachoo, baby. That's awesome.
Because, A, delivery guys hate that, okay? They don't want to be freaked out every time. You're going to send them to the emergency room.
No.
Okay? You're going to give them a heart attack.
You think I'm the only person they deliver to with animatronic things?
That's exactly what I'm saying.
They know. They walk up. They're like, oh, this thing's going to activate as soon as I get up here. It's fine.
Can I finish saying what my argument is? A, you're going to give them cardiac arrest because you're going to be freaked out every delivery. Okay. B, your next door neighbor is now got to hear all your Halloween decorations. What if a rabbit jumps on your front porch and sets it off or something? No neighbor wants to hear that all night.
You can't hear it. You can't hear it any further than 10 feet. But here's the thing.
Yours, but maybe other Halloween decorations you can.
So later that day, I had ordered groceries from Instacart. I'm like, why are they here so quickly? So about an hour and a half later, you know, I get a thing on my phone. It's like, Instacart, I'll be there in 2 minutes. I'm like, awesome. So, and I'm thinking a little bit like you, thinking, well, maybe I should warn the guy or whatever. But I happened to be outside with my dog. And he comes walking up. I'm like, watch out for the alien. He's like, ah, it's okay. I love this stuff. And it goes off. He's like, this is awesome. He goes, can I take a video of it? I'm like, yeah. So he opened his phone and we set it off and he recorded the whole thing. He loved it. But then, it was Sunday. No, it was that same night, Saturday night. It was about 8 o'clock. It's dark out. I'm letting the dog out one more time. I'm on the phone with my buddy JC, and I'm walking around. I'm letting the dog do his thing, and I activated it and scared the crap out of me.
Yeah, see? Good. Karma. Alien karma right there.
Yeah, it was awesome.
818-2899. Most annoying Halloween decoration in your neighborhood. And do you want the next door neighbor to turn off their Halloween decorations? I bet you there are some neighbors that get annoyed by, or even the bright lights or something. You got to be able to hear it.
Is this you? Do you have an annoying one in your neighborhood?
Nah.
You seem a little triggered on this.
I could only imagine. I try to be sympathetic with other people. You know what I mean? Like, it's not just my world. Mm-hmm. I try to go into your world and live your life and see. Yeah, you do deserve some sympathy.
How about stay in your world? I don't see anything wrong with it. I like to leave them on all night long.
We know.
I haven't had a deer trigger it yet, though. But if
we're Scott's neighbor. Call us, 818-2899.
The only one that really has more decorations is one, two doors down. And I don't think they have any noise. They got a lot of light, a lot of lights, a lot of moving things.
I mean, I have a neighbor. He's moved out since. But behind him, their spotlight on the back of their house is so bright. He says it shines into his house, and he hates it.
Oh, wow.
And that's not even Halloween. That's just his everyday spotlight. So I know there are a lot of neighbors who get annoyed by you know, bright lights or noise or whatever it is.
I guess I was that neighbor once. My next door neighbor, when I moved in, he came over to meet and he was so relieved because the guy that lived in my house was a complete J-wad. He was like the worst, total worst. He put up bright spotlights on purpose just to piss this guy off.
No, he did.
Yes, he did.
Intentionally?
Something. He was, he had something wrong with him. He was weird. And my neighbor's like, thank God you're normal. This guy was such a whack job. He was,
oh my gosh. Yeah. Anyone have that neighbor?
And that's why he put up all the bushes alongside the house.
Did you intentionally put up something on your house to tick off the neighbor because you don't like them?
Come on in to Buzz.
Hi.
Hey.
I'm not. Is this Pat?
Yeah, hi.
Hey, it's Sandy. Chacha.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how are you? I was just listening to the show on the Halloween decoration.
Yeah.
And I got a story for you.
Okay.
That I
All right.
So we used to decorate this stuffed witch on our porch for Halloween when the kids were little. And then one night I decided we ordered pizza. It was on Thanksgiving, or not Thanksgiving, Halloween night. We ordered pizza. Now, the witch had been out there for weeks, but on this night, my husband said, you should get into the costume. And then when the pizza... When the pizza delivery guy comes,
he says,
you could scare him.
So
I felt so bad. He comes up happy-go-lucky with the pizza. And as soon as he stepped one foot on the porch, I jumped up and I said, you're late. And he fell backwards and I fell. I felt so bad. I jumped out of the costume. I apologized, but he was laughing. He was a good sport about it. But
okay, that story ended nicely, but it could have ended. There could have been a lot of different endings to this story. He could have died of a heart attack. He could have fell and hit his head. He could have.
I know.
Bill.
It was terrible. I mean, because we're just trying to have some fun, and then the poor guy, I scared him so bad he fell backwards, but like I said, he was all cool about it.
I have one question, though.
Yeah.
Did your pizza survive, or did it get all messed up?
The pizza survived. It was, the way this kid fell and how he held on to that pizza, we gave him an extra tip.
Oh, there you go.
Sandy, great story. Thank you, honey.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Bye.
Oh, my God. That triggered me from my childhood. The neighbors who would do something like that on trick-or-treating,
yeah.
I would try to dodge those houses. Because those were the houses, like the neighbors, you know they would do something,
yeah.
Jump scare you in some way on Halloween night.
Yeah.
Nah, I'd skip right over that.
See,
skip
back when
right
I was
over that.
Back when I was a kid, when that happened, we'd come back around at like 10 o'clock and egg their house.
What?
Yeah.
You were that kid?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you are so naughty. You put on this image like you are such a good guy. Uh-uh.
They used to limit on the week of Christmas, or Christmas, the week of Halloween, they would limit the amount of cartons of eggs you could buy. It was an epidemic back then. Everybody's house got egged.
Really?
They have to say,
yeah,
you know, limit two.
When I was a child, my house was egged. It was in Halloween night, though. Dad, are you trying to talk about this so we can promote some good old school egging? Like, what did you bring this up?
Only
don't give anyone ideas.
Only if you're rich. Eggs are really expensive now, so.
The morning show that makes traffic slightly less miserable. Spazzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Bright, sunny, and crisp is where we're giving you here today. And I've got a good one for you, Sandy. I don't know if you can beat this, which we were asking for a few minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. Weirdest place you answered the phone. And I thought of this because I went to go visit mom yesterday. And, you know, mom, dad, because dad goes into the bathroom and his phone starts ringing. And my mom was like, Guy, your phone's ringing. And I'm like, Mom, he's in the bathroom. And then she just kept saying, Guy, answer your phone. It's ringing. I'm like, Mom, he's in the bathroom. It's fine. Guy, answer your phone. So he comes out of the bathroom and my mom's like yelling at him, like, why didn't you hit your phone? Your phone was ringing. Did you not hear it? And my dad's like, Paula, I was in the bathroom.
I couldn't reach it from where I was sitting.
He's like, what's the problem? What? You don't answer the phone in the bathroom. And my mom's like, oh, I always do. I'm like, yeah, I know you do, Mom.
Well, there's two reasons you can't answer the phone in the bathroom. Three reasons. Either you're standing, sitting, or in the shower.
Listen, it doesn't stop my mother. There have been so many times where I call my mother, or she calls me, and I'm like, Ma, what are you doing? Are you in the bathroom? Yeah. I'm like, women are such good multitaskers.
Oh, God.
It's like impossible just to do one task. I'm like, Ma, this is one thing you probably shouldn't multitask. Like, you could call me, maybe, but mm-hmm. I hope you're not calling the doctor's office or something.
I know,
while
right?
You're in the bathroom.
I don't like to answer the phone in the bathroom. And if I can, I walk out. I do. I bring my phone with me everywhere. But if I don't like to answer,
why
the bathroom,
do you bring it in the bathroom at your house? That's my question.
In case it rings or I get a text.
But again, are you going to answer the phone in the bathroom? And that text can wait.
I'll answer
30
it.
Seconds till you're done.
Yeah, I'll answer it on the way out. I don't like the different, like the echo. Like, then people know, like, what are you doing? You in the bathroom? It's like,
why bring it in the bathroom with you? Just to infest it with germs?
I'm not wiping my ass with it. What are you talking about?
Well, I don't understand why people bring it, like, in the public bathroom, obviously, you're at the mall. You're going to bring your phone. At work, you're mm-hmm. going to bring your phone. Because some of us have terrible coworkers that will sabotage our phones. But
yes.
At home?
Yeah.
Why is it in the bathroom with you?
Weirdest place you brought your phone?
Answered the phone.
Answer your phone. Answered your phone, yeah.
Answered your phone.
In the studio as I get a text from Ken.
Oh, my God. I'll always answer it.
He says, I'll answer it in the bathroom. See, Ken? Yeah. I don't think that's weird at all that you answer the phone while you're in the bathroom.
It's kind of disrespectful. It's kind of, well, I don't know. Is disrespectful the right word I'm looking for? It makes
to
no.
Who?
The person you're talking
you're
to.
You're like, hey, Bill, how you
to
doing?
To the toilet. What
how
do you
doing,
think?
Bill? How you doing, Bill? I'm fine.
Okay, you okay. You're taking this conversation to an immature level.
Weirdest,
how about a message just came in?
What?
I always talk to my mom while I'm in the shower.
What? That's weird.
It is a woman.
No,
see?
I see that
women
being
multitask.
Yeah, I see that being weird because there's so much noise, you know? You don't want. You
my
don't,
kids do that. They'd talk to me in the shower too.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're
is there
just
no
like
filter anymore?
Wait, you're just like you're a hypocrite. Then you're like, can it wait 30? Like, then why don't you like just wait till you're out of the shower?
I don't do it. I didn't say I did it. Oh, I said my kids do it to me. I didn't say I'm not a hypocrite.
Well, do you hang up on the same? Don't
and
don't talk
30
on the phone
seconds
in the bathroom.
For a shower would be pretty amazing.
Well,
Scott.
Yeah, wouldn't it? Man, I'm about 3 minutes. So, weirdest place I answered my phone. I'm in Bristol, across the street from Bristol Mountain. I'm 600 feet above the mountain in my hang glider, and my cell phone rings, and I pick up. Hey, man, what are you doing? I'm flying my hang glider right now. What do you mean? When are you taking
why
off?
You
I'm like, I'm in the air right now.
Oh my God.
It was awesome. It was so cool. I'm like, I'm flying right now. What are you doing? Aren't you going to fall if you don't hang on? No. It flies itself. What do you mean? Just, if you don't.
Oh my God. Scott Spazzato, you are clumsy. You got to keep your eye focused on. Is that when the hang gliding accident happened?
No.
Oh, okay.
No.
I was going to say, please don't take your eye off the ball. What you need to focus on is keeping yourself alive.
Thanks, Ma.
Flying.
Yeah.
You can't
wild.
Even hear. Wait, why would you answer the
and
phone?
Like,
you
hold on a second.
The other person. Hmm? Yeah, your headphones keep popping out. The other person on the other line probably could even hear you with all that wind and
no,
stuff.
It's not windy.
Oh, it's not?
No. I'm not going 500 miles an hour.
I don't know what's happening.
So I'm like, hey, what are you doing again? And they start a conversation. I'm like, can I call you back? I'm like, why? I'm like, well, I'm flying right now. I'm like, oh, I'm so sorry. It's okay. This is back when the phones had like the wrist strap.
Oh, my God. Yeah,
yeah,
that's
old school. Yeah, it was old school. But it was still a cell phone, right? Okay. All right. So, yeah, you got a good one. 818-2899. Yeah. There you go.
Okay.
98.9 The Buzz. Suzanne and Sandy. Feel like somebody's watching you. Nah, nobody's watching me. Yes. The guys from the health inspectors. They're watching us. I'm positive.
So Yeah, this is this. I don't know. Is this bringing down? This is like the bad kid in class, right? This is like that one coworker that, you know, everybody is like a well-oiled machine, and then you get that one coworker that takes down everybody else. So, is this one Wegmans store that one store that's going to tarnish the image? One Wegmans store in Rochester received a C grade during a surprise health inspection over the past 2 years.
Oh, no!
Damn it! This was the only store in the region to receive a C.
Which one?
Five other Wegmans locations earned a B, while the majority maintained A grade. So, for the most part, Wegmans always scores an A. And they say over the past 2 years, because what happens is there's all these surprise visits. There's a two-year period of time that you don't know when they're coming.
Oh.
They're not going to release the report until after the 2 years.
Oh,
and
I
they
see.
Pop in and out, and they don't tell you when. You have no idea
that they
were even there, to my understanding. So now this is when the report came out, and they're like, yeah, there's one Wegmans store that got a C. All you others, you did all right.
Yeah.
But they don't tell you what store it was.
That's okay.
And they even say you can go to like the health inspector website, whatever, which I went to and I tried to look for it, but I couldn't find it.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really spend that much time. But it's like, oh my God, that store is like the bad kid in the family. You just tarnish the image.
Yeah. Who's getting fired is what I want to know. And whose responsibility is it?
Well, that's a good question. Is it the employees or is it the manager, who's ever the store manager?
I don't know how the health inspection works when it comes to grocery stores, right? Obviously, there's cleanliness and that kind of stuff, right?
Well,
probably similar to a restaurant, right? Probably similar to a restaurant.
The health inspector, right?
I mean, it could also be like, you know, there's a leak in one sink and that needs to be
fixed. Sure. That's all part of that.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
So don't you want to know, though? Do you want to know what store it was?
If you found out
it was your store, would it change your shopping pattern?
No. Not at all.
Because it is funny how some people were trying to guess what store it was.
Yeah, right? Do you have an idea? Would you want to put your finger on it? Or you don't do that many? Well, you never go to Wegmans. Never mind. There's something to be said for, I like this cloak of invisibility and protection that is a two-year out. So over the last 2 years, obviously it's been fixed, right?
No, that's not an obvious. You don't know if that's an obvious. I mean, it could have been fixed, but you can't say it like it's a fact.
Oh, no, it has to be fixed. There's always a follow-up.
They just reported it. So now they're going to say, I mean, you know what I mean?
No, if you get...
I don't know, whatever. Yeah,
yeah.
So, okay.
So that's why it doesn't bother me. It's okay.
So now does it make you want to go to that store more because they've been targeted? And I don't think Wegmans as a whole is going to tolerate that. I mean, you can't tarnish. You can't be that person who tarnishes our... they worked really hard to get to the level that they're at.
Yeah.
And now all of a sudden this one store brings them down. I mean, in the entire region, just one Rochester Wegmans.
I wouldn't say it brings them down. I don't think so. It just brings awareness. But I'm sure internally somebody's in trouble, you know?
Do you clean house at that point? I mean, we're...
Oh, boy, no. I think you get a reprimand. You get a reprimand, and then you're under a microscope. Like, you get put on the, what do they call that, probation?
So it is this who's ever in charge. It's the store. Like, this is kind of like, do you fire the coach? Yeah, the coach gets fired when the team doesn't perform. But it's really the team performing, not the coach.
Yeah, but it's the coach's job to make sure the team is performing. Like, you guys, here's your checklist. You got to get this done every night before you're done. This is what's going to keep us good in the standings, right?
Anybody work for a horrible boss and it just sucks the love for your job out? So therefore, you guys don't perform as well. Can you blame the boss? Is it a blame the boss scenario?
If the boss is making you hate your job, then yeah, you can blame the boss.
818-2899. Anyone? Good boss story? Because, you know, if we're going to be completely honest, we're probably, you and me, Scotty, are the C. We're like the C Wegmans here in the building.
Oh, yeah. Not only are we the red-haired stepchild, and nothing against gingers, But we're the redhead stepchild that doesn't shower well and has like a green streak in their hair.
Yeah.
Or that.
So, you know what? Wait a minute. Now I'm rethinking this. Now that we made that correlation, maybe there's something. What is wrong with that one store, that one Wegmans store? Maybe it's not the manager. Maybe it's not the employees. Maybe there's something else. Maybe it doesn't get enough attention. And that's why they're underperforming. Maybe they're like the middle child of the Wegmans. And they're screaming for attention. So they're going to be the C student. So then they can like finally get love. Because all eyes are on this store now.
No, I don't think it's a collective. No, they couldn't do that. Why would you do that? Why would you jeopardize your job and your reputation?
You just to get totally more... spaced when I was saying.
I was thinking, like, totally where is she going in this?
Because, like, if we're the C student, right? If we're the C station in the building.
Yeah, right. Okay,
well,
so
maybe
we're going to do.
Listen,
I need everybody to stop listening and change the channel, okay? So we could suck even more, so that we'll get more attention on us. That's what it is. It's the same kind of thing you're saying. Doesn't make sense.
Not really, but okay.
Well, I'm sure someone's going to get in trouble for that.
You say it like you want them to get in trouble. Why are you saying that tone of voice?
God,
you don't want them to get in trouble.
Well, I don't want anybody to get in trouble.
You want them to be the best they can be.
That's right.
You got to uphold that image. It's a standard.
It's coming up on our commercial-free 98 in just a few minutes here on 98.9 The Buzz. And I guess this is what we have to... Yeah, yeah, okay. Here, you ready, Sandy?
See how we're the C-student?
Yep.
Spisano and Sandy, waking you up.
Yeah, just, you know, enjoy the day. It's going to be a nice 152 degrees, and that's about it. Sunshine prevails. Still really, really, really cold. But in the meantime, the commercial-free 98 is coming up momentarily at the top of the hour.
And it is time to say... We out.
Yeah, we out. Like your summer tan. Gone, but not forgotten. See ya, bye.
See ya, bye.
98.9 The Buzz. Thanks for spending your morning with Spisano and Sandy. You're the best.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.